This is Meg with you this morning and Pep Talk, and we're playing Stay per the request of Garden Lines Mike Williams for our buddy Mr. Dick Baker this morning.
Absolutely. He would be furious with us if we didn't play that song. And I promised him over the week, because he and I have this going argument about which version is best. Is it Maurice Williams and the Zodiac or Jackson Browne?
I like Jackson Browne.
I like Jackson Browne too, but he is a staunch believer in Maurice Williams and the Zodiac. Not a lot of gardening going on there, but it's fun to talk about.
Right, that's true. So there you go, Mr. Baker.
There you go. You made him very happy, I'm quite sure. Couple things to talk about. Number one, I saw something on the way to the studio this morning, and it was quite a surprise, and I was glad to see it. You know what it was?
No.
Rain.
Oh, yes.
Rain.
Yes.
On my windshield, it was just glorious. It wasn't much.
Right.
It wasn't much at all, but at least it's a start. You know, I hope this is kind of a break in the drought. I did look at my little Weather Channel app, and had some great percentages, starting out with 73% rain today, tomorrow 54%, then in the 60s as we approach the weekend. So, in any event, I hopefully we're going to have a break, and because nothing works gardening-wise better than rain. You can water with your sprinkler system and all of that, you know, all day long, but rain makes a huge difference, and so I hope we're going to get it. While we're talking about rain, we might need to talk about Raphael, which, of course, is going to be a hurricane down in the Caribbean.
I couldn't believe it when I saw it the other day. I thought, are you kidding? Supposedly, right? Isn't the Gulf supposed to adhere to our calendar that hurricane season's over on November 1st?
No, as a matter of fact, it's not November 1st.
Come on, Mike.
I know.
To be following the calendar.
It should be November 1st.
Correct.
But it's not. But I don't think this is going to be a huge deal, but you never know. I don't trust them. They could turn on a dime. They could get bigger so quickly. But this is going to get out of the Gulf. There's no doubt about it. My Weather Channel kind of guided it towards Texas.
It looks
Louisiana,
like it's going to turn west.
Turn west, exactly. And that's good. And it's going to lose strength.
And also what's good is that our waters are now cooler.
That's right.
So then the 70s.
A lot of wind shear, a lot of dry air. And so that's good. So all of that is good. But we may get some of these percentages of rain I'm talking about might get the edge of that as it crosses the Gulf heading west. But I don't trust them. I just don't trust them. I don't. So everybody needs to keep their eye on this storm just in case.
How many times have they said it's not coming here and at the last minute there's a turn?
Exactly.
I mean, nature will do what nature wants to do.
Yeah.
So I always try to be just prepared just in case.
Yeah. I've told a story on the radio before about the storm Elena. I think it was Elena. Whereas it came up the Gulf, took a hard right, headed to Tampa, and everybody just said, yeah, you know, it's over. And the next day, someone said, Mike, are you ready for the storm? I said, no, it's not coming here. It turned around again.
Oh, I remember
it came
that.
Right along,
yes.
Right
yes,
along
yes,
the
yes.
Gulf around Pensacola. So they are unpredictable. So we just need to keep an eye on it. I think this time of year, they may not be as strong as they would have been otherwise, but we do need to keep an eye on it.
Someone just texted in that it's raining hard at NAS Pensacola right
yes,
now.
Yes, bring it on, no doubt about it. Now, one other thing we need to go, this is not gardening related, but I feel strongly about it, is voting. I would wager, Meg, that there's no listeners to the Garden Line that are not either have already voted or are going to vote today. I just have a feel for our listeners that they all are going to take care of that. But you may have a friend, a neighbor, a relative, somebody you know that has told you they're going to sit this one out, or they don't have a ride to the polls, or they just aren't interested. Talk to them. Give them a ride to the polls, because everybody needs to vote. This election is so, so important. It really is. And the ballot is important. There are a lot of amendments on there. And if you have the supervisor of elections sent out a paper to most voters explaining what those amendments are, you may want to read that before you go.
You know, another good source is the League of Women Voters. You can go to their website, and they will give you just a straight-out facts, pros and cons on all the amendments, the different people who are running. It really saves you some time once you get in the ballot booth, because if you haven't read it beforehand, the language is hard to understand sometimes.
It is hard to understand, and you're right. And the League of Women Voters do such a great job on that. So do all of that before you go to the polls. And then you can kind of get through pretty fast, because, we're not only voting for president, we're voting for senators and state offices and some precincts in the city of city council elections. So it's very important, because you need your voices heard. You certainly do.
Absolutely. Very important.
So important. Finally, on this subject, I want to thank the poll workers. Let me tell you what. These poll workers have been on the job this morning since 6 o'clock. They probably will not be finished till 8 or 9 o'clock, if that soon. Put in a full day. Their compensation is very small. They do it because it's good public service, and I don't think they get the recognition they deserve. So here on the Garden Line,
yes,
we're going to thank the poll workers.
They're great people, and I have several friends that have done it. And the interesting thing is, a lot of them have done it for 10, 20, 30 years. Mm-hmm. These are people that have really believe in the power of voting our system and in democracy. So, yes, kudos to those folks give their time.
No doubt about it. Okay, and the last thing that has nothing to do with gardening, Meg, is Pensacola is a great place to live. Just look at last weekend. Look at Blue Angels, the Arts Festival, the Greek Festival. Take your pick.
There was so much to do.
You couldn't do it all. And I will say this. I had the opportunity to go to Veterans Park down on the bay for a presentation from Home Base, which is a new organization. Not new. It's an older organization, which started up in the Red Sox. Started up in Boston, along with Massachusetts General. Anyway, to make a long story short, it helps servicemen who have problems, PTSD, depression, anxiety, that when they come home. And they're starting a clinic in partnership with Lakeview Center. And it was
an introduction
to that particular program. And I just want to say they're doing a great job. And there's a young lady named Betsy Hart who has spearheaded it here, who has just moved from Boston down here. Her husband's a Navy pilot. And anyway, so they've done a great job on that. But one last thing, and I'll finish this up. I hadn't been down to the Veterans Park in a long time, and it's just an amazing place. It is an amazing place. And I talked to some out-of-town people who were here. They were saying, in our city, much bigger cities than ours, we have nothing like that.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's well maintained. And if you just are, if you're sitting there on the weekend, you say, just take the kids down there and let them wander around, because you've got all those monuments down there that tell a story. So,
I have a special soft spot for the Vietnam War Memorial, because that is exactly like the one in Washington. And it's very powerful. My brother served in Vietnam. Fortunately, he came back, but he was a pilot there in 67, 68 during the height of the war, helicopter pilot.
So what did he fly?
The choppers that went in. I don't know the Hueys that went in.
I understand. Yeah. I was in the service in those years. I did not go to Vietnam. I was on a Navy ship otherwise. But point is, I have friends on that wall, college friends. And it's very moving.
So if you get a chance, you need to go by there and see the beautiful Veterans Park. We're going to come back in just a minute after this break.
We'll talk a little gardening when we get back.
And
what do you think?
There you go. We're listening to Pep Talk. If you want to give us a call or text, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? To open your mind? To sample a little bit of everything? To enjoy some culture? Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
That's my timer letting me know that it's time to check the slow smoke barbecue at Sonny's. It's also a reminder that it's time to book your holiday party or catering. We love to serve your business or organization a delicious prime rib to celebrate all your hard work with catering from our four locations serving the greater Pensacola area. We also have banquet rooms at our Navy Boulevard and 9th Avenue locations. And speaking of the holidays, give the gift of barbecue and a convenience of a gift card. Sweet and smoky ribs sure do make a mess of those Christmas stockings. Go to sonnysbarbecue.com to find your nearest location and all the details on our holiday catering services.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pep Talk with Meg on the Garden Line this morning with Mike Wiggins. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Who is that?
That is Stay On Me, and it's by Aha. Take On Me. Aha, right?
Aha.
Aha. Aha. Aha.
I kind of like it.
That's kind of what happens when I listen to Garden Line. Aha.
There you go. What we need to talk about real quick, we'll go through this quickly because we've talked about it before a lot, but if we don't get a lot of rain out of this system and we end up being very dry, which we can be in November also, just like we were in October. I got a nice little note from Larry Williams, who's the extension agent over in Okaloosa County. He sent some nice stuff over here. Some of this I think we all do, but here's what a couple of points he made about watering. One, he says, you've got to mulch. And I agree, because if you mulch your trees, your landscaping, using pine straw, cypress mulch, whatever you're going to use, that's going to hold the moisture in, so your plants are going to be healthier. But also, what he doesn't mention is if you mulch, get a big rain, if it's bare dirt, it washes into the gutter, ends up in the bay. You don't want that. So mulching your plants is very important. Plus, it looks good. It looks finished. It looks landscaped, and that's the way to do it. I still like pine straw better. Put it in about 8 to 10 inches, and it'll pack down. So that's a good way to do it. Also, Larry says, he starts talking about how much to water. And we've talked about that on the Garden Line a lot. And he talks too about how much to water in terms of inches per week. He says maybe just 1 inch per week. Well, I don't think in dry weather that's enough. I'm going to go back to our old Garden Line formula of 3 times a week, half hour, and that should take care of it. If it's the middle of August and it hadn't rained for a week or so, you may need to add some more. If the rain comes like we hope it's going to come, turn the system off. Just turn it off. You don't need to, but don't wait long because, as we all say, Pensacola, we don't have any soil. All we have is sand, and all that water just goes right through. Of course, he also brings up that wind to water. He says between sunset and sunrise. I totally agree with that. Early morning is what most of us do, 4, 5, 6 o'clock. That's a great time to water. And also he said don't fertilize if it's really dry because that will leach some of the nutrients out of the soil, and you just don't want that to happen. So I thank Larry for that. It's a nice reminder. Nice reminder. But also,
so we're listening to Pep Talk. We're talking with Mike Williams on Garden Line. If you have some questions or want to text in, 850-437-1620.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mick. We love our texts.
Yes,
we
yes.
We love our texts and our phone calls. So, yes, give us a call. Any questions? Because not only if you have questions, that's great. But here we are, obviously, at the end of the summer season. Let us know what was a success. What did you do that was a success last spring and summer that really added to your landscaping, your turf, your plants? I just like to hear what the good news. I'd like to hear the good
news. Hiring Blue Sky Landscaping be part of that formula?
Call Paul. No doubt about it. If you know, and I'm
you're seriously,
right. Oh man, you're so serious. If you're sitting there doing what I recommend people do this time of year is planning.
Yes.
I mean, get some graph paper from your child's backpack and start drawing out what you want to do. And if you point, you say, I just don't know exactly what to do. Paul is your man with Blue Sky Landscaping. He did a job for, we call it the apple yard job, over in a friend of ours' house where he put in a lot of the leopard plants. Some people call it the tractor plant. Because the foliage on it looks like the seat is huge. It looks like a huge dollar weed.
Huh.
But it'll bloom this time of year and look absolutely gorgeous. And Paul and I have always talked about that job. He's very proud of that, as he should be. So, yes, call Paul.
There you go.
Call Paul. One other thing, too, that we need to mention while we're talking about the lawn. And we mentioned this before, but it needs to be said, especially this time of year, we've got to mow it high. You've got to mow it high. St. Augustine, 4 inches, centipede, 3, zoysia, 2. That's the basic rules. For different reasons. One, you get a deeper root growth if you mow it high. If you also do weed suppression. Believe it or not, we all worry about weeds. How are we going to control the weeds? Are we going to spray for them? Believe it or not, mowing the lawn high will suppress many of those weeds, and you may not have to do all that spraying. It gives you a cooler soil temperature, which is good for the grass, and it reduces the water evaporation so that water stays and does good going down to the roots of those plants. So mow it high. A lot of folks... You know, and I've thought about it, but I've never done it. Have a couple things to say about that. We'll do it when we get back.
All right, that sounds good. You're listening to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Paul with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Coming up today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Jennifer Nisbell and Mary Riker from WSRE-PBS-TV will be the guests to discuss the upcoming Joyful Noise Gospel Celebration, a Foo Foo Fest event featuring New York's Sing Harlem Choir, other featured performances, and the Joyful Noise Gospel Competition among local music groups. That's Tuesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
I'm Robert Bender, your supervisor of elections. The general election is underway, and now is the time to make sure you have a say in this election. Election day is November 5th, and there are three ways you can vote. One, you can request a vote by mail ballot and return it by mail or leave it in a secure ballot intake station at any early voting site. Two, you can vote early at any one of our 10 area early voting sites from October 21st through November 2nd. And three, you can vote at your polling place on election day. Whatever you decide, just get out your vote.
For more information, visit escambiavotes.gov or call 850-595-3900.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pep Talk with Meg, and it's the Garden Line today with Mike Williams. Good morning, Mike. We've covered quite a few topics so far.
We have, a few of which were gardening.
Exactly.
That's okay. That's all right. That's okay. I did want to mention one thing. We only have a second or so here. I got another notice from Julie McConnell, who is an extension agent over in Washington County, about camellias. Now, her little article that she sent for me to do is very basic, but it's really kind of a tease because the expert Skip Vogelsang is going to be here probably middle of the month to talk all about camellias, all about them. It's just going to be a fun show. We've done it for years now, and it is a lot of fun. But she went up to a place called, and I'd like my audience to tell me if they've ever been there, to the Dothan Area Botanical Garden. I didn't know they had a botanical garden in Dothan. But that's where she went, and she looked at the camellias, and she reminds us that there are two basic kinds of camellias. One is called Camellia japonica. Whenever you see the word japonica with the plant, that just means it originated in Japan.
Oh, that's okay.
Camellia japonica. That's your basic camellia, large growing. It loves partial sun. We'll take some morning sun, but you don't want it in full blaring sun all year long. They'll bloom this time of year, and that's what Skip's going to bring us. We'll elaborate on that just a little bit more when we get back, but we got to take a break, and we'll step aside from that.
We'll be right back.
News. I'm Chris Foster. There's no more campaigning to do, just voting on this election day.
And we're going to have the greatest victory in the history of our country.
The momentum is on our side.
Former President Trump for the third time ending his campaign in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Vice President Harris there in Philadelphia. There's also control of Congress to decide.
Democrats are hoping that Republicans blow their ground game and that Democrats can pick up enough seats to actually flip the House. But holding on to the Senate looking like an uphill battle for Democrats. Fox News Power Rankings has at least four Senate races that Democrats hold as a toss-up. Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania.
Fox Business correspondent Hillary Vaughn on Capitol Hill. Harris is hosting an election night watch party in Washington, D.C. at Howard University. Trump at a convention center in West Palm Beach, Florida. He's expected to be voting for himself today in Florida. Harris mailed her ballot in. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 931 at News Radio 92.3. It's 77 degrees right now. Cloudy skies here in Pensacola. It is Election Day. Polls opened this morning across the state. We reported earlier this week there's been a big turnout already for early voting.
Between early voting and vote by mail, where we received over 16,000 so far, we have a 58.17% turnout. In other words, over 83,000 people have already cast a ballot, either by mail or going into an early voting site.
And that is Santa Rosa County Supervisor of Elections, Tappy Villain. Now, we've seen reports of similar numbers in Escambia and in Okaloosa counties. For anyone with a vote by mail ballot that needs to be returned, those are due tonight by the time polls close at 7 p.m. And News Radio 92.3 will have live election results and coverage tonight, starting at 7 o'clock until around 10 o'clock. Tropical storm Rafael formed yesterday in the Caribbean. It's forecast to be near hurricane strength by tonight when it approaches the Cayman Islands. It should reach Cuba tomorrow. Channel 3 meteorologist Alan Strum gave us this update.
This one is forecast to become a hurricane. It's also headed toward the Gulf of Mexico, where it will be a little bit later on in the week. We'll end up seeing high seas and surf, but it's actually a little difficult to know exactly what kind of impact we'll have from the system, as it's going to be battling with a lot of other weather makers once it gets up toward the central and northern Gulf of Mexico.
And the National Hurricane Center's storm track does currently have our area on the eastern side of that storm's cone. It's still too early to tell what effects we could potentially see once that enters the Gulf. Two people are safe after being pulled from a car that was submerged in a retention pond over the weekend. Holly Navarre firefighters responded to that crash Sunday at the Elevate Apartments in Navarre. Two people were trapped in the vehicle. First responders pulled the driver and a young boy from the vehicle. Both were unconscious but breathing. EMS provided care at the scene and took them to the hospital in Navarre. Right now, there's no update on their condition. 9:33 at News Radio. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
There will be some showers as we go through the day today. 30% chance overall. High near 80 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 71. As you go into Wednesday, rain chances increase. 60% chance of showers. High near 78 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 72. For Thursday, 50% chance of rain. High near 80 degrees and a low near 71. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, we've got cloudy skies, 77 in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, 72 in Milton. Our next news at 10. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Yum! Brands has reported quarterly earnings and revenue that missed Wall Street's expectation as same-store sales at KFC and Pizza Hut slid more than expected. Net sales rose 7% to $1.83 billion, which is slightly below the $1.9 billion expected. Boeing machinists have approved a new labor deal, ending a more than seven-week strike. Machinists voted 59% in favor of the new contract, which includes 38% wage increases over the next 4 years, among other improvements. Nintendo has cut forecasts for Switch sales for its fiscal year ending in March of next year as demand wanes for its aging console. Its flagship Switch console is now more than 7 years old, so as a result, investors are waiting for news surrounding a successor to the Switch, which they hope will re-energize Nintendo's gaming business. Stocks are moderately higher. Dow Industrials up 266, the NASDAQ up 178. That's Your Money Now.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
November the 5th, 1814, on West Government Street in Pensacola, Spanish West Florida. This is News Radio 1620. As we broadcast, your reporter can still see the dust raised by the marching feet of a troop of Tennessee militia commanded by General Andrew Jackson, the marching men moving west out of the village. And they've had plenty of excitement here. Jackson's men marched here from Mobile, where they believed they would encounter British troops which had just landed there, part of the intended invasion of the southern United States by the British in this ongoing war of 1812. But the British force had moved back to Pensacola, and so Jackson hurried east, determined to drive the Brits out. Instead, Spanish militia ordered by Governor Fulch had positioned themselves on the west side to meet the Americans. A modest skirmish occurred, after which the Spanish fell back. Meanwhile, Jackson learned that the British had already embarked on naval vessels here under the command of Admiral Cochrane. Jackson believes that the British are en route to New Orleans. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before pep talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. You're with Meg on Pep Talk. And I've been saying, I've known Mike probably, what, 20 years, something like
forever,
that. And for whatever reason, I've been saying Mike Williams. It is Mike Wiggins with the Garden
Line. Thank you very much.
So I just want to clear that up.
I didn't even notice.
I've known you for years. I have no idea. So
hey, it sounds right.
There you go.
No problem.
All right, Mike.
Here we go. Let's finish up from our little Julie McConnell note that we got about camellias. It's very, very basic, but it's kind of a teaser for Skip coming. The Camellia japonicas, of course, will bloom from January to March. They include single, semi-double, peony, formal doubles. Flower colors are white, red, pink, sometimes a combination. A great plant for Pensacola. And what she does not mention in her article with us is why do we have these camellias doing so well in Pensacola? Well, simple answer. We have acid soil here. A lot of plants like acid soil. Centipede grass likes acid soil. Camellias like acid. Azaleas like that. So that's why they do so well here. The other type of camellia is a Camellia sasanqua, and Meg, I think we mentioned this last week, where the really beautiful sasanqua, Camellia sasanquas are located, in front of the studio.
Oh!
We've got a bunch of them out there.
Okay, I'll have to take a second
look.
They
bloom their hearts out, coming up pretty soon. So the Camellia sasanquas, they can take a little bit more sun, and may bloom sometime into January, but they are a great plant. So big growing camellias, Camellia sasanquas, both of those we'll talk about when Skip comes. But if you're looking to plant a camellia and you just don't have a clue how to do it, have I got a deal for you. The Pensacola Camellia Club, which is the oldest camellia club in America.
Really?
It is amazing. Absolutely. They have shows. They have their meetings. And it's just a great, great organization. They meet the third Tuesday of each month. They have speakers and all this type of stuff. The meetings are at the Garden Center over on 9th Avenue. And they will, let me put it this way. They welcome new gardeners, new folks who just have moved to Pensacola. Because a lot of people, I'll just use North Hill as an example. There's some camellias over there that are huge.
I've seen them, yes.
And if you buy a house over there and you're not from Pensacola, you say, what is all this about? What are these plants? What do they do? How do I take care of them? How do I prune them? How do I fertilize them? All those questions. Well, the Pensacola Camellia Club will tell you that. They welcome you. They welcome you to their shows. And they will actually come out to your house.
Really?
Absolutely. And when Skip's here, we'll talk about how they do that. And if you have camellias, and if you are an expert camellia grower. You've done it for years, but you have some questions that you just don't understand. Something's happening to the camellias. They will come out. Send some of their experts out. No charge.
That's really great.
Oh, it's great. It's a great organization. They really are. Also, finally, about the Camellia Club, you should always think about the Camellia Garden out of the University of West Florida. They have over 100 varieties, many of which were propagated in Pensacola.
No kidding.
Yeah, they went on a search to find out where they could get these plants that were grown and propagated in Pensacola over the years. I mean, over the last century, if you will, and have done an absolutely wonderful job. And while we're talking about things to do and places to go, the Pensacola Rose Society, the reason I mention that is we usually deal with roses. For example, do you know the magic date to prune roses, Meg?
You're asking me?
I'm asking you. I'll tell you what.
I'm lucky I can keep a house plant alive, so let's just be honest, okay?
I have an answer for you. You ready
for
this?
What is it, Mike?
Valentine's Day.
Oh, I can remember that.
Absolutely. That's when we prune back our roses. But a lot of people want to plant new roses, and a lot of people buy them online.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, some of our local garden centers, like Pensacola Seed and Garden, have some good ones. Werner Turf, they have some good ones. Some people buy them online. Point is, you need to start making arrangements. Get online, pick the colors you want, the variety you want, because they're all different kinds. And get them planted in the January time frame, and that's when they'll bloom in the spring and be very pretty. But the Pensacola Rose Society is the same as the Camellia Society. They meet 6 o'clock, second Monday of each month, over at the Garden Center. They too, I don't know if they'll make house calls, but like the Camellia folks will, but they too will answer all of your rose questions.
What a great resource.
So we have some great resources here. And these organizations are not things that just started up in the last year. They've been here for years and years and years.
That's
wonderful. And their membership
wonderful.
Is made up of experts who are always glad to help you.
Well, speaking of experts, you were just talking about planting, and we do have a question on our text line that someone said, I have a loquat. Let me see.
Loquat.
Loquat plant. When is the best time to actually plant that in the ground?
Well, a loquat tree is a tree that is not deciduous, yet it produces loquats. When I say not deciduous, it doesn't lose its leaves. It's green. It's a very, very attractive, relatively small growing. When I say that, I've got one. My neighbor has one, and his maybe is 12, 15 feet, but it's not going to grow, you know, like an oak tree. But it's a really, really a great plant. I would plant it any time.
Even now, even this time of year?
Oh, right now, because the cooler the weather, the better, because any plant that you plant in the cool weather is going to go through less of a plant shock than if you tried to do it in August. So, yeah, I would go ahead and plant it. Now, the only thing about loquats, and people make loquat jam. That's out of the loquats that are
okay.
produced.
I've never heard of that.
Really?
No. What does it taste like?
I'll tell you what I'll do. My neighbor's got it. I'll get one for you and bring it to you and let you experiment.
Okay.
The only problem with loquats is they sometimes will get a disease called fire blight.
Hmm.
Now, fire blight is you'll have a loquat tree and you'll get a limb or so that'll look like it's been burned with a blowtorch.
Hmm.
Just turns black. It's horrible. You can prune all that off, but not much one can do about it. It's just one thing that does happen. Happens to apple trees too, believe mm-hmm. it or not. But that's what will happen with loquat trees. I love them because they are evergreen. They are a good smaller tree that you can put in the right place in your yard, and they'll take sun and a little partial shade. But if you got a new one, you're gonna put it in the ground, I'd go ahead and do it.
All right. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pep Talk with Mike Wiggins with The Garden Line. We're going to take a little break here and come back and talk a little bit more about the loquat tree.
That's
Attention hunters, it's time to get better results for your food plots, and Barnes Feed Store has what you need to help make your hunting season a success. If you have soil sample results, bring it in and they'll point you in the right direction. Get your bags of pre-mixed seeds or single seeds, deer protein, rice bran, deer candy, and your headquarters for Pennington Rackmaster. Get your food plots right this year. Get over to Barnes Feed Store, a proud Pensacola tradition for over 65 years, in Enslin, Old Palafox, and in Molina on Highway 29.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Boat lovers, mark your calendars for the Marine Max Pensacola Boat and Yacht Show, setting sail Saturday, November 9th from 10 till 4. Marine Max will be showcasing the best brands in boating with exclusive boat show pricing and special incentives only at this event. Fuel your day with delicious chef-curated eats, complimentary beverages, local vendors, and live raffles at noon and 1. Don't miss the Marine Max Pensacola Boat and Yacht Show, Saturday, November 9th, 1901 Cypress Street, Pensacola.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Meg with Pep Talk, and we're here with Mike Wiggins on The Garden Line.
I think we had a question about worrying about the freezing.
Yes, coming up in December, well, okay. And especially I think it was related to the loquat tree.
Exactly. And I think you could go ahead and plant your loquat tree. However, I'm going to qualify it a little bit. If it's in a container, in a pot, and you're going to put it in the ground, I think you are safe to do it right now. However, remember last year, we did not have a hard winter, but we had a couple of days where it got very, very cold.
Yes.
20.
I remember that. I brought my plants in.
Exactly. And that's the thing to do. So that was unusual for us to do that. So, but if you planted that loquat tree today, and in December we went down to 20, you might have a little problem. So to be perfectly safe, if it's in a container, just keep watering it and plant it in March, say. But I think you'd be okay to plant it now. I really do. But of course, my predicting the weather is, I have a very poor track record. But we have to be careful, because remember, Meg, last year when we had that horrible, horrible sub-20 weather, the citrus trees took a hit.
Mm-hmm.
20 degrees is kind of the limit. If it gets lower than that. And of course, you remember back in the 70s, in the 80s, when we went down to single digits,
mm-hmm.
we went down to 9 degrees. You know, all bets are off.
Right.
All bets
right.
are off on anything you have or plant or whatever. So in any event, I think you'd be okay to plant it now. But if we had one of those really, really, really cold nights, you might, if it's small, you could cover it. You know, cover it. And let me say something about that, too. If you had a loquat tree that was small, you wanted to cover the whole thing, say with a blanket or what have you, What you need to do is be sure you cover the whole plant. Say you have a blanket over a 4-foot plant. Have it come all the way to the ground. Don't just do the top foliage. They call that the lollipop effect.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you don't have that much protection if that trunk is exposed. So have whatever you cover, be sure to bring it all the way to the ground. Put some bricks around the
really?
Blanket
okay.
or what have you to anchor it down. And that's one way to do it, exactly, if we really, really got cold. We'll talk more about this as we get a little more into the cooler weather, but there's some things you got to do.
Right. Well, we got a text that said that the Escambia County Extension Service also has a rose garden.
That's right. They have more than roses, too.
Really?
They do. As a matter of fact, they have tours of their garden out on Stefani Road,
okay.
which is a little north of 9 Mile Road. No question. They do a great job. The master gardeners have done a lot of work out there to make that special. And, yes. And so if you're out that way, I don't think they'd have a bit of a problem to, for you to knock on the door and go take a look at that garden.
Well, we're having that great weather now, except a little bit of rain today, but it is a good time to go see some places.
Go take a look at it. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. No doubt about it. And if it's a rose garden, as we get into rose blooming season into March and April and that type of thing, go out there when all the roses are blooming. That's cool.
That sounds great.
No doubt about it. Okay, Meg, we've got to say one more thing, and we've said it for the last, 3 or 4 weeks. Get downtown, go downtown, and look at the blue trees.
Yes.
Well, we do talk about trees. We talked about the loquat today, but the blue trees, they've started to put that blue pigment on them, and supposed to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Humans, pets, kids, whatever. And so you need to get down there and take a look at the blue trees. They are along Zaragoza Street between Tarragona and Jefferson. And they're in the museum plaza behind the old T.T. Wentworth Museum. So you need to do it. And, Peg, I know you're ready for this. All right, Meg, you ready?
Yes. Well, I was going to say real quick that this is the UWF's Historic Trust is presenting that through the Foo Foo Festival, the Blue Trees.
That's right.
And the artist's name is Constantine Demopoulos, and apparently has done these all over the country, these blue trees, as a statement about our environment.
Yeah, and on November 8th, from 10 till 8, he's going to have a free event.
Oh.
He's going to talk about all this stuff. No doubt about it. So anyway, Rob Overton. Mm-hmm. The Historic Trust, a great guy. If he's involved in it, it's going to be great. I assure you of that. So, blue trees. I know what I was going to ask you, Meg, was to be sure you've got your dancing shoes on and your blue, best blue cocktail dress ready to go celebrate on November 6th.
Ah.
The blue, what do they call it? Blue cheese. And blue trees.
Yes, they were here yesterday to talk about it, and I had to laugh because that's a hard thing to say fast, blue cheese and blue trees.
It is a hard thing. There's no doubt about it.
A little tongue twister.
You got it.
But it sounds like so much fun.
It does. And I look forward to seeing that.
So that's going to be a great event.
That'll really be cool. A couple things we need. Oh, golly, where'd the time go?
We've got to go. So okay. We will be back in just a minute. We've got more things to talk about right here on the Garden Line and Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
This is Michelle Salzman, Republican for Florida House. I've served our country in the Army, served our community as an involved parent in our schools, and now as your state representative. All of these roles I've done because of my faith in our Lord and the following words, be a servant to others. I do find it rewarding working side by side with many area and state leaders and getting things accomplished for us. That's why I'm asking for you to vote Michelle Salzman so I can continue to serve you. Paid by Michelle Salzman, Republican for Florida House.
There are two steps to voting. Step one, vote. Step two, listen to the results tonight at 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. It's Pep Talk with Meg and the Garden Line and Mike Wiggins this morning.
Where'd the time go?
I don't know. It's going so fast.
We're running out of time. I do want to mention one thing before we go. Or maybe a couple things, but... if you're on the east side of Pensacola, oh, by the airport, if you're by the airport, drive down Summit Boulevard and then drive up Spanish Trail and look at the muley grass.
Okay, you're going to have to tell me what muley grass looks like.
Muley, well, it is unbelievable. It's ornamental grass.
Mm-hmm.
And this time of year, just like pampas grass sends up the white plumes.
That helps.
This sends up the purple blooms.
So it's purple.
Purple blooms.
Blooms. Okay.
Waving in the wind. It is it'll stop traffic.
And this is on Summit?
It's on Summit, right when you, Summit and Firestone.
Okay.
There are more of them on Spanish Trail.
Okay.
So the landscaping where you go into the Jerry May Garden, that's the road there.
So that's Loomis grass.
Muley grass.
Okay.
M-U-L-E-Y, muley grass.
And then what's pampas grass?
Pampas grass is another ornamental grass that's been around Pensacola forever that is just green foliage. It can be real large. It'll get up 5-6 feet.
Wow.
But then this time of year, it'll shoot up the white plumes.
Oh, I've seen those. Yes. Yes.
That's pampas grass. Now, there are other types of ornamental grasses which have gained in popularity because they are generally much lower maintenance than some of your other landscape plants because they will take dry weather, not totally dry, nothing takes totally dry weather, but they will take drier weather and a really good looking this time of year. The only problem with the muley grass, I've talked to people with swimming pools that have it by the swimming pool. And after it's sent up all that beautiful purple foliage that had been enjoyed, you know, in this month and some next month, when it starts to lose that foliage, it's a nasty mess blowing in the pool.
Ooh,
so they
yes.
say, I may want to plant it a little distance away from the swimming pool. But that's called muley grass, and that's the type of thing you can plant right now. You can buy some, plant it right now. Same with pampas grass, and it's just a good low-maintenance Pensacola plant, no doubt about it.
Very nice. Exactly. Perfect for this time of year.
Oh, it is perfect for this time of year. Also, we need to think about next week when we start talking about, we go back and talk a little bit about fall bulbs.
Okay.
We really need to kind of concentrate a little bit more on fall annuals, tulips. I'm not tulips, but pansies, petunias, dianthus. That type of thing. We got a lot to talk about.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Mike, for being here with the Garden Line on Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We'll see you next week.
See you then.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3.